The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Situation in Dallas. And then at 8:35, former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler. It's a busy morning. I'm glad you're here with us as we continue to cover this horrible story out of Dallas, Texas on Mornings on the Mall.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It's becoming clearer to authorities in Dallas that the attack on police last night after a peaceful demonstration was an organized, planned attack.
When you look at the number of police officers killed, when you look at the fact that the officers say that there were two snipers who were on what they say was a parking garage and literally picking officers off during this standoff that lasted 45 minutes, gunshots going back and forth between the officers and the snipers. And you consider that one of the witnesses says that they saw one of the suspects with so much ammunition it was falling out of the suspect's pocket. Clearly, there was planning that went into this.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner, 5 police officers were killed. Authorities now say 7 others were injured and remain hospitalized this morning. 2 civilians, apparently, were also injured in last night's ambush. President Obama spoke of the Dallas violence while attending a NATO summit in Poland.
We will learn more, undoubtedly, about their twisted motivations. But let's be clear, there's no possible justification for these kinds of attacks or any violence against law enforcement. The FBI is already in touch with the Dallas police, and anyone involved in these senseless murders will be held fully accountable.
And indeed, federal agencies are now joining the investigation in Dallas.
The FBI is now investigating the attack, and the ATF overnight deployed about 3 dozen agents, including bomb dogs and explosive experts. And investigators believe that whoever did this purposely was using the cover of those street protests, which police say was peaceful up to that point and was nearing the end when this ambush began.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Police in Dallas plan another news conference in about half an hour. You can hear that live at WMAL.com. Now, there was also a large protest here in Washington yesterday, just hours before the protest in Dallas that ended with gunfire outside the White House. Hundreds of demonstrators show up to express their anger and frustration.
We're not asking for a special treatment. Nobody's out here screaming for reparations. We're asking to not be slain in the street. It's very simple.
Now also yesterday, D.C. police released body cam video of an encounter with a man with a gun last month that resulted in police shooting and killing him.
Drop the gun! Get cover, get cover, get cover. Put it down! Put it down! Put the f***ing gun down! Come on, sir, just put it down. We'll talk.
It turned out, though, that 63-year-old Sherman Evans had only a BB gun on him. Local Muslims are seeing an uptick in harassment and threats following recent terror-related events around the world, so now police in Montgomery County are stepping in to help.
Recently, Mimi Hassanain was pumping her gas when a man started shouting,
"Hey, you lady from ISIS, get out of our country and leave us."
Hassanain is a Muslim woman who wears a head covering. She lives in Montgomery County. Police say hate crimes won't be tolerated. District 5 Commander David Gillespie.
And when those things happen, we will do outreach. We will do extra patrols, and we will make sure that we have a connection.
Hassanain wants to educate others.
There is a verse in the Quran, it says, we are created from different tribes to get to know one another, not to fight with one another.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,896. The NASDAQ at 4,877. Sports, the Nationals blow the lead twice and lose to the Mets. The O's are idle. They host the Angels tonight, and it'll be Serena Williams versus Angelique Kerber in the women's final at Wimbledon tomorrow. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes. comes to talk.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northwest DC, Foxhall Road remains closed right near W Street in each direction. Tree came down, so did some wires. Since we closed for a while, work around off of Nebraska, New Mexico Avenue, or coming out of Georgetown Reservoir Road. You can take that to MacArthur or head north up to Tunlaw, New Mexico. A couple options for you. Around the Beltway we go. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Heading DC 295 southbound, still quite slow to get to the points between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. DDOT, please tell me they're not working anything in that stretch. 395, we are jammed solid with this crash in Landmark, but the good news, tow truck is there. 395 north before Duke Street, still have that left lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Haymarket, 79 in Hyattsville, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The feds are now in on the investigation into the violence in Dallas. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We're going to continue covering the shootings in Dallas last night that left five police officers dead. Coming up in just 10 minutes, Officer Jimmy White. He is with the District of Columbia's Fraternal Order of Police. We'll get his take on this from the D.C. perspective, where we had an officer involved shooting ourselves yesterday, hitting the news. Also at 8:35, former D.C. homicide detective and legal analyst Rod Wheeler will join us and get his take. I'm Larry O'Connor, Jesse Jane Duff. So good to have you this morning on this busy morning. Of course, Jesse Jane, a former gunnery sergeant of the United States.
Always a gunnery sergeant.
Well, but you're not in uniform.
It's not on active duty.
You're not in uniform. So I know you like to say that, but unless you dress like a sergeant.
I'm coming in here and having you do push-ups next time.
Jesse Jane Duff is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. As I said, we'll get to the latest out of Dallas in just a few moments. Let's turn to a story locally that really caught our attention yesterday. That has to do with a member of the Prince Williams County School Board. He is named Gil Trenum, and he is a member of the U.S. Navy Reserves. And at the age of 50, he got called up, as many people in the reserves do. Listen to what he had to say about it.
I received mobilization orders to Djibouti, Africa, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. These orders are extremely unexpected. However, I am honored and, yes, proud to step up to active duty once again in service to our country. This is a short-notice deployment, so my family will be going through the challenges of trying to prepare in 2 months when the military normally allows up to 6 months to prepare.
And as a member of the school board, he wanted to cover his spot there. He wished to have a temporary appointment fill his spot, and via email and other types of global communications that we now have at our disposal, he'd be able to stay on top of the issues facing the school board. Mm-hmm. And then when he returned from his deployment, he would keep his seat. Well, not according to the chairman of that school board, who is a Democrat, who said, nope, forget it, you're out of here, I'm going to replace you with another Democrat. Joining us right now is Rich Anderson. Anderson. He is a delegate for the Commonwealth of Virginia out of that area, and we want to find out what we can do about this. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Larry and Jesse. I appreciate you asking me on.
Well, did I set up this properly? What did I leave out, and what can be done about this?
Well, I think you left it, you set it up just perfectly. We've got a situation down here in Prince William where, of course, Gil Trenum, a Navy commander in 05, one step above one of the top ranks in the Navy, is set to deploy to Africa wearing the uniform of our country. He's been called involuntarily to national service, and so off he goes. But in the meantime, there's this dispute in Prince William County about whether or not his seat stays open, and he does it over the year from the long distance using technology, as you cited, or whether someone else slides in there. And I think we have ample opinions from the Attorney General of Virginia, two opinions, as well as longstanding practice, as well as the Code of Virginia. So I think Gil is on solid ground. As you know, he's recommended three individuals that the board potentially consider as his acting replacement. They are well matched to the school district that he represents. So that's kind of the situation here right now. My interest is that his school board district lies within the bounds of the 51st House District that I represent in the General Assembly. I spent 30 years in the United States Air Force, retired as a colonel at the Pentagon 7 years ago, and now I chair the Virginia General Assembly Military and Veterans Caucus, which means that all of the legislation affecting 800,000 Virginians wind through our committee.
Well, you know, what's really offensive to me, having served 20 years also in the Marine Corps, is that they would take his post away. Now, granted, this isn't a full-time position. We understand that. How long of a deployment are we looking at? Is it a year or 18 months? And is this going to – are the voters even upset about this?
Jesse, this is a one-year deployment to Djibouti, Africa. Again, he has reached back, and again, he has offered for consideration the names of three individuals who have never run for office. So they're fairly apolitical people, but live in that district. And so he is, I think he has made a fair recommendation to the board. And then we have this instance where there is a recommendation to essentially flip in a seat and overturn an election without an election. What I'm hearing, I spent a lot of time with the 12 veteran service organizations in Prince William County. I'm talking about posts that represent mm-hmm. the VFW, the American Legion, the Disabled American Veterans. This has started to seep into their consciousness. Mm-hmm. They are highly incensed.
Of course.
That this treatment would be levied against a person who has worn the cloth of the country, and in this instance, has agreed to deploy and put himself potentially in harm's way.
It's yeah. appalling.
So, what are the legal aspects of this? Does the chairman of the school board have carte blanche on this? Is it just basically begin and end with his decision and whether he can just do this, or is there some sort of recourse?
Well, there are two attorney general opinions with the Commonwealth, one in 2002, one in 2004. And if you boil all the legalese down, what I have done is sat down with the Division of Legislative Services, attorneys in that office. That's an office in the General Assembly that assists us in the writing of bills. They know the state and federal constitution, state and federal law inside out. And here's what it all boils down into layman's language. I'm not an attorney, so I like layman's language.
Yeah, well, so do we.
Okay, school board member isn't required to vacate his office. He is not required to provide notice of his call to service to the school board. There is no vacancy unless and until he does provide notice to the school board. The school board cannot make a temporary appointment if he does not provide notice. If the school board member does provide notice to the school board, then the board is required to make a temporary appointment to perform his duties. And the temporary appointee would only serve until the school board member returns from his active duty service, end quote. I was reading that because I wanted to get sure. that layman's language correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Well, it sounds like they don't have grounds to take this position away from him because his notice wasn't to step down. His notice was essentially, I'll be out of the yeah. area. I will be communicating via Skype and email. I would assume they're not meeting on a daily basis. I would first of all, how often do they meet, and how much longer is left on his term?
Well, Gill was elected to another term last year in the 2015 election cycle.
Okay.
That's when we were all up. And so he has just been reelected. He had no opposition because he's immensely popular in that district. And so as a result, he can go over there for the second year of his term, do the job, and then return home. And again, it is up to Gill, according to Attorney General opinion, Code of Virginia, and past precedent, that he gets to decide whether or not to trigger this temporary replacement. And those are the discussions that he is in right now with the school board. Now, the school board chairman has proposed to put a Democrat in that seat for that one-year period and wants to go to the Attorney General of Virginia in order to get an opinion.
Well, Mark Herring, we know where his opinions come down.
He can do that. However, I went back to the Division of Legislative Services for a second opinion, and they cited another case in which it's very clear that that cannot happen, that the Code of Virginia stands on its own, and Gill is in the driver's seat on this. Right. Additionally, in 2006, which was before I got to the General Assembly, then Delegate Morgan Griffith, who of course now represents Southwest Virginia in Congress, did a bill that essentially underscored a clear indication that the General Assembly holds fast to this principle.
Right. What do the people need to do?
We got to leave it there, unfortunately. Jesse Jane Duff, it's a great question, though. Can you give us a quick answer on that?
They can light up the switchboards. They
can
call their people in the best democratic, as in little d, fashion that's our American tradition.
Yeah, leave the pitchforks at homes for now, though. All right. Thank you for joining us, Rich Anderson, out of the Commonwealth of Virginia's House of Delegates. And by the way, the school board chairman, the Democrat involved here, Ryan Sawyers is his name. Let his name be known.
Blow up.
This is the man who wants to bounce this guy, this man, Gil Trenum, because he's a Navy reservist and he's doing a duty to our nation. And according to Ryan Sawyers, Democrat school board chairman in Prince William County, that means he should lose his seat. Unbelievable. We'll stay on top of it. Let's go now to Jamie Witten with WML Traffic and Weather. Live from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, a little bit better news. I know it's slow on 395, but lanes reopened. The longstanding incident, 395, before you get to Duke Street, finally towed out of there, cleared from the left lane. Now, we need to clear out the delays that begin back in Newington. Also, that 95 delay takes you onto the inner loop of the Beltway and through Annandale. Along the way, as you approach Braddock Road, we had an incident that was over to the shoulder. 66 and through Centerville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, slowing briefly with an incident just before the Beltway after Nutley Street that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Foxhall Road in Northwest remains closed at W Street. Tree brought some wires down. Think about your alternates if you're heading into Georgetown, New Mexico Avenue, out of Georgetown, Reservoir, MacArthur, a couple workarounds for you. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun this morning, and then scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. 60% chance of rain here in the Washington metro area. High of 92 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible. Low 76. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible tomorrow. High of 94. And then Sunday's looking beautiful. A few clouds, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it is 82 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 818 on WMAL.
I think the officers, rightfully so, are very shaken by what's happened. They got up and come to work today. They continue to do their job. We have scheduled protests in the city. We'll facilitate those protests like we always do. But it's hard not to be shaken up as a police officer when you watch the coverage of what happened last night.
That's D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier giving some remarks just about 25 minutes ago as we begin our day here in Washington, D.C. in light of the massacre of police officers in Dallas, Texas last night. Joining us right now is Officer Jimmy White. He is with the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police, and we wanted to get our local police perspective on this. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, no problem. Good morning.
I'm guessing you echo the comments of Chief Lanier in that cops are going to wake up like they always do and do their job, but it's a little different today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a terrible morning in America today, and it's just, as y'all said, the massacre that happened last night is really putting our job into perspective as police officers, and it is not going to prevent us from doing that job, is what we signed up for.
Do you expect any protest to happen today, or do you think there would be some kind of sign of respect for the dead and shot police officers? Were any protests scheduled for today that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, I do not know. I don't know if, you know, there's going to be any sort of, like, day off.
Yeah, maybe a moratorium today, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as what I know, I don't know if anything was actually scheduled today.
And from what we're hearing is that these protests have been very civil. The one in Dallas was very civil, you know, and we don't know that these people were actually connected to the Black Lives Matter movement. Have you worked any of the protests here in D.C., and what has your experience been like during those efforts?
I've been with the department for almost 7 years now, and it comes with the job, especially working in D.C. Everybody works a protest, and the protests that I have worked have been passionate. They have been very passionate. Sometimes they can get out of control, but they're easily controlled with the tactics that we're trained with. But I would have to say a majority of the protests that I have ever been a part of have been very peaceful.
Let me ask you, sir, if I could, about the June 27th shooting of Sherman Evans. Now, the police department just released the body camera footage yesterday, and here's a little bit of audio from that footage.
Please drop the gun, sir.
Please drop it, sir. I have the gun, sir. Don't raise it. Don't raise it.
He raises it. He's got it.
And he did raise the gun, and it turns out it was a BB gun. Now, obviously, a police officer doesn't know if a gun is a toy gun or if it's a real gun. I'm sure you've reviewed this footage. What can you tell us about this, and what do you think is going to happen to the officers involved?
I mean, I had the opportunity to review the footage. From my perspective, I believe that our officers conducted themselves professionally, courteously, and did everything that they could to assist this individual who is having a crisis. And unfortunately, the facts be what they are, you know, the shooting happened, and that is a terrible thing for anybody to go through, especially a police officer.
But what do you make of the media coverage? I mean, you're going to hear from the protests, you're going to hear from media coverage, well, it was just a BB gun, it was just a BB gun.
Right, and that's the age old question. It was just a BB gun. You know, why did the police officer have to shoot? When we are trained in the academy and throughout our entire careers, it is about stopping the threat. And you cannot tell a gun from a BB gun from any perspective, from that perspective at least. On the street, and it is a matter of you have to make the right decision for yourself and for everybody involved. And it's like I said, it is a tough question determining whether you know, when people ask, oh, it's just a BB gun. Like I said, we're there to assess the threat, and if the threat is real, you know, we will conduct ourselves appropriately. However, I mean, most of these facts come out in the investigation. And from what I've seen, this is a justified shooting all day.
Well, when you're living in D.C., and I know this would be a personal opinion that I'm about to ask you, is that what is your sense that there is a positive environment for police officers, or is it becoming worse, and has it increased with in the last 7 years under this administration? How do you feel that the tension is?
Well, I feel that the community really rallies behind the police. The community wants us there. Whether you're in Georgetown or whether you're in Anacostia, they love to see the police.
That's so good to hear.
The people who do not want to see the police are the people who are doing wrong. Now, I used to, before I was a member of the executive board on the union, I used to work in the 6th district over in the northeast portion of Anacostia. And we would, you know, whether I was patrolling on foot, whether I was patrolling in a car, whether I was patrolling on bike, we always would be, you know, we would always have citizen contacts, and they were always so happy to see us. And they were like, oh, we need more of you. We would love to see you on the streets. You know, come by anytime. They love their police.
Yeah, and so do we. And Officer Jimmy White, we appreciate you joining us this morning on a day where all of us need to show our love for the police department, because it is a horrible morning to wake up and learn what happened in Dallas, Texas. Jimmy White, thanks for joining us. He is again with the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police. It's 824 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Confidence, what am I talking about? Well, you know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of those nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, you know, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? You know, the moment you drive off the lot, you're like, here we go. Now you know, you got that sinking feeling, right? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They've got this awesome program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on every new and pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. That's phenomenal. So you got confidence in your car. You also have confidence that you're going to get a great deal because the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. You're going to find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. By the way, Ted Britt has two Harley Davidson locations. Get your hog from Ted Britt. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Visit one of Ted Britt's nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's Foxhall Road. Still the problem. We have a tree down, wires down, and Foxhall Road is closed. South and Nebraska Avenue at W Street. That'll be shut down in each direction for a while. Plan accordingly. Here we go on 395 Virginia. Getting better. The crash at Duke Street now gone. Cleared out of the travel lanes. Still slow as you come off the Beltway, however. Now commuters beyond near the Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, feeling a little bit of that volume. Inner loop of the Beltway, you come off the 95 through Annandale slow, north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge, below speed on the Fairfax County Parkway. Had a little bit of the volume in the southbound direction as you head toward Fairfax Station and down, making your trip toward 123, but nothing reported along the way. 66 out of Manassas into Centerville slowing, and DC 295 still bunched up past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. It'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 81 degrees at 827.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CudaCam by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CudaCam is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CudaCam cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CudaCam.com to learn why CudaCam is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Coming up on WMAL, former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler will give us his take on what he saw overnight in Dallas, Texas. He's been covering this story all night long, and we're glad to have him join us as well. That's coming up right after the latest from Bill Thompson, WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, new casualty numbers from Dallas.
It's now 12 officers who have been shot, according to the mayor's office, and there were two civilians who were wounded. So those are things that a lot of us hadn't heard yet. Two civilians wounded, 12 officers shot. We know that five of those officers did not make it out alive. A lot of people grieving in this town, not only the families of those police officers and the police departments, two police departments, including the Bay Area Rapid Transit Department, who lost their very first officer in the line of duty during this shooting.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. At this hour, Dallas police are about to hold another news conference to offer updated information, and you can hear that news conference live at WMAL.com. President Obama is calling the shootings in Dallas despicable and says there's no justification for the violence. In a brief statement to reporters in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Obama said the shooters' motives were twisted, and he vowed that justice will be done. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier knows the men and women she leads are probably a bit edgy today.
Well, I think the officers here realize that what happened in Texas is not reflective of what our community is here. We were out at the protest last night until 11:30, and very peaceful and no confrontations with police, which is normal for us here.
Officer Jimmy White is with the D.C. Fraternal Order of Police.
It's a terrible morning in America today, and it's just the massacre that happened last night is really putting our job into perspective as police officers, and it is not going to prevent us from doing that job, is what we signed up for.
White spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,896. The NASDAQ at 4,877. Sports, the Nets blow two leads and fall to the Mets. The O's were idle. They open a weekend series against the Angels at home tonight. And at Wimbledon, it'll be Serena Williams against Angelique Kerber in tomorrow's women's final. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall. And read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write the VA at www.veteransdeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's veteransdeservecare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia leaving 95. First, the volume, not so bad through Stafford and Aquai. A little bit lighter than normal. Heavy over the Occoquan. But it's Newington onto the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale. Slow. Along the way, we had an incident on the shoulder. Still distraction. Also heading onto 395 in Landmark. The crash, Duke Street gone. Here we go, 66. Our second crash of the morning here. As you pass Nutley Street and approaching the Beltway, thus we're bogging down, coming in from the Vienna Metro, heading toward the Beltway. Topside of the Maryland Beltway, College Park through to Silver Spring. 270, love it, lighter than normal, enjoying the Friday light there. Vauxhall Road in Northwest DC remains closed. Looks like it will for some time. A tree brought down some wires. Vauxhall Road south of Nebraska Avenue closed each direction near W Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Woodbridge, 79 in Hyattsville, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:37. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff is in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, motivators.
We're going to go straight to Dallas, Texas, where Mayor Mike Rawlings is just beginning a press conference to update people on the latest on last night's massacre of police officers in his city. It's 7:37 Central Time in Dallas, and this is the first word we've heard this morning on this event. So let's go straight to the mayor.
Going on. And our number one job is to make sure the citizens of Dallas are safe. So we're not going to tell you anything about the suspects, and we're not going to answer any questions on that. We will when it's the right time. Now is not the right time. But a lot has happened in the last 5 or 6, 7 hours since we talked. I guess it was early in the morning. And I want Chief Brown to give you an update on that. I'm proud of him. He's been working so hard these last few hours. We've been with families, and we've been trying to make sure that the city is safe this morning, and I believe it is. Chief Brown.
Thank you, Mayor. We're hurting. Our profession is hurting. Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop. This divisiveness between our police and our citizens. To update you on what's transpired since we last spoke, let me walk through the standoff that had occurred, or that was occurring at El Centro on the second floor, the college there in downtown Dallas. We cornered one suspect, and we tried to negotiate for several hours. Negotiations broke down. We had an exchange of gunfire with the suspect. We saw no other option but to use our bomb robot and place a device on the its extension for it to detonate where the suspect was. Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger. The suspect is deceased as a result of detonating the bomb. The reporting that the suspect killed himself is not accurate. We've confirmed that he's been deceased because of the detonation of the bomb. Our hostage negotiator did an exceptional job getting this suspect to talk before he died, during the hours of negotiating that eventually broke down. And I want to share with you some of the comments from this suspect. The suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. The suspect stated we will eventually find the IEDs. The suspect stated he was not affiliated with any groups, and he stated that he did this alone. The suspect said other things that are part of this investigation so that we can make sure that everyone associated with this tragic event is brought to justice. So as the mayor said, we won't expand on any further on what other suspects we have interviewed or looked at or their status until we get further into this investigation and get closer to a conclusion of what and who are all involved. But let me just say just some closing comments about Dallas police officers and DART police officers. Some of the bravest men and women you'd ever want to be associated with. You see video footage after video footage of them running toward gunfire from an elevated position with no chance to protect themselves and to put themselves in harm's way to make sure citizens can get to a place of security. So please join me in applauding these brave men and women who do this job under great scrutiny, under great vulnerability, who literally risk their lives to protect our democracy. We don't feel much support most days. Let's not make today most days. Please, we need your support to be able to protect you from men like these who carried out this tragic, tragic event. Pray for these families. I spoke with the families of the deceased and the injured. They are not having a good time trying to deal, absorb this, trying to understand why and they need your prayers. So please join us in helping us comfort the grieving officers' families. And I trust that soon, because we're working very diligently in processing the crime scene, finding to find evidence to bring any other suspects to justice that were a part of this. But please pray for our strength through this trying time. Thank you.
Incredibly moving words from Dallas Police Chief David, we'll bring you more on this story in just a moment. I'm sorry, I'm moved so much by the police chief's words just now. I'm sort of lost for words. David Brown, the police chief of Dallas, Texas. More on this story in a moment. It's 8:44.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, it's been relatively calm for this morning commute, but a couple of incidents that shake up things. Here we go on 66. Before you get to the Beltway, the incident along the right side, so that's why as you pass 123, I'm seeing those delays growing. Again, approaching the Beltway, stay left to get by. 395 better, the crash and Landmark gone. Heaviest stretch right now, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge and on to the freeway. DC 295 southbound, about the volume heading toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Northwest DC, deal with the closure. Vauxhall Road is closed each direction. W Street, tree brought down some wires. That's going to be south of Nebraska Avenue. And the top side of the Beltway, we are heavy on the delays. 95 to Georgia Avenue, 270 lighter than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. It'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
82 degrees right now at 847.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order, plus free shipping.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word word trial to 30-30-30. And you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
One of the most powerful tools in fighting cancer isn't medicine, but marriage. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. In a very interesting new study, single men with cancer had a death rate 27% higher than married men. Single women, 19% higher than married women. The study's author with the Cancer Prevention Institute of California calls the marriage effect quite notable. It's comparable to some of the more clinical factors we often see that are associated with cancer prognosis, such as stage of disease, certain types of treatments. That's according to the study's author. Interestingly, the advantage didn't appear to be the result of financial advantages, like access or better insurance or living in a better neighborhood. Instead, researchers chalked it up to emotional support, as well as helping drive the patient to doctor's appointments, cooking healthy meals, and simply making sure they took their medicine. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a little bit of volume through Centerville, but moving. Hang on though, still into that sun glare. And now with the crash, eastbound 66 prior to the Beltway, that's along the right side. On the Greenway and approaching the toll road, watch for delays. Eastbound on 267, again to merge onto 28 near the toll road with the incident just reported in that stretch. Inner loop of the Beltway, north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge, slow, topside through Silver Spring and DC 295 south. Coming off of 50 with just that volume heading down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 82 degrees at 8:56.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens,
duck!
You're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment. Radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Well, Jesse Jane Duff, thank you so much for joining us this morning on what turned out to be a really busy and grim morning.
And tough morning, but we hope everybody has a fabulous day and keep hope and stay positive.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, if you can go out of your way to see a police officer today and say something to them, they could sure use some kind words after what we saw yesterday in Dallas, Texas. Last night was an assault on all police officers and, frankly, on law and order in America today, something that we're seeing all too often.
Even a thumbs up when you're driving by. Just give them a thumbs up.
Coming up next, Steve Malzberg is in for Chris Plant. Steve, you've got plenty to talk about today, sir.
Plenty to talk about. You know, Obama yesterday spoke in the middle of the night in Poland, trashing this country, saying we're not over our racist problems. How much did that contribute to the tenor, the mood? Also, they say it was just one shooter, probably. All that and more coming up.